So Shazat Chak, person has to go on a trip. So you could daven from Alois HaShachar. But Kriya Shema has to wait till the Zman Kriya. So it's going to come out that he's not being same as Gula Tfila, because he's davening Shema Nesu before Kriya Shema. But even so, it's better that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is better that she's davening home standing up, she's standing on the trip, and being Masma Gula Tfila. So basically, this person has an option of either davening Shema Nesu at home and then Kriya Shema on the trip, which we will not be Masma Gula Tfila, or pushing everything off for the trip and then davening Kriya Shema and the tefillah on the trip. So it's better to daven Shema Yisrael standing up at home. Yeah. The Mishabru says that most people are not nizav is that. In other words, if they have to get up early, then they just daven on the if they're going to leave before my Kriya Shema, so they daven on the trip. So Mishabru says maybe they hold like the opinions that hold that the smichas gula tefillah is more important.
Yeah,
the person's on the trip and he's concerned that the Zman Kriya Shema will go by before it's the time to say the full tefillah. He should say the Kriya Shema without the brachas, and when he gets to his destination, he should say again the brachas with the Kriya Shema a second time. Huh? He should, if he's concerned that by the time he gets home it will be after Zman Kriya Shema, so he should say Kriya Shema on the way. Without the brachas. He could say the brachas later. Depends when he's going to get back. If he's going to get back after the Zman HaTfilah, then he should say everything now. But if he's going to get back when it's before Chatzos, so in such a case, it's enough to say Kriya Shema now, and then afterwards he'll say the Beis Kriya Shema again, together with Shema Nesu, that's what he has to do.